Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up on all the news you might have missed over the weekend. Today, we'll catch up with a hiker making their way along the Appalachian Trail. And we're talking about YouTube in the latest news voices. It's Monday, July 6th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start on the trail today. Luzerne County native Hunter Lacomas prepared for 2 years to thru-hike the Appalachian Trail. The iconic trail spans over 2,000 miles from Georgia to Maine. WVIA's Kat Bolus met up with Lacomas in Schuylkill County near home before he started back out on the trail.
Lacomas's life weighs 45 pounds and fits in his backpack. Outside of his pack hangs a satellite transponder.
I turn that on when I hike, and it sends my location up and keeps my mom in check.
Lacomas first stepped onto the trail at Springer Mountain in Georgia on March 4th. He was inspired by his uncles to take the trek through 14 states along the East Coast. He sees it as a personal challenge.
You know, I think I was prepared to take the leap, pretty much. And, you know, it certainly makes it harder to quit the trail. Because I quit my job and I'm dedicated to doing this.
At some point along the 2,100 miles, hikers stumble upon a trail name, a monkier they both become and are called by other hikers. Lacomas's name is Goat.
You through hiking?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Credence.
Credence? I'm Goat. I was climbing up the mountain so fast they called me Mountain Goat.
That's
so
awesome.
But I just shortened it to Goat.
The Goat is averaging between 15 and 20 miles a day. He plans to hit the trail's northern endpoint, Mount Katahdin in Maine, by mid-August.
The kindness of the whole community is still just so overwhelming. You know, we're all just trying to hike north or south or whatever it is, and, you know, we're just all looking to the same goal.
Lacomas encourages anyone who wants to thru-hike the Appalachian Trail to do it.
Bye, Hunter!
Bye, Hunter!
Reporting from the Appalachian Trail, I'm Kat Bolus, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Find the full story at WVIA.org. Bit of a different story for you now. A former Major League Baseball player visited Pike County on Thursday, but not as a tourist. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports from the courthouse, where Len Dykstra pleaded guilty and was sentenced on a drug-related charge.
A Pike County judge sentenced former major leaguer Len Dykstra on Thursday to serve a year on probation and pay a $500 fine for possessing a crack pipe. Dykstra, now a Scranton resident, declined to comment after the hearing. He was a passenger in a car New Year's Eve in Greene Township. Originally, he told police the crack pipe wasn't his and belonged to the driver. Police said the pipe had crack cocaine residue. Thomas Mincer, Dykstra's lawyer, spoke after the sentencing.
The reality is that Mr. Dykstra was not in any way involved in driving an automobile. He was at the wrong place with the wrong time with the wrong person.
The Reverend Dennis DeAugustine, who has guided Dykstra during his recovery, said the former ballplayer has turned his life around and will reach 6 months of sobriety on July 4th.
He's sober and clean 6 months. That's really the message I think I personally want people to hear. And then the probation for a year, you know, that is what it is.
Dykstra ended up in Scranton to rehab from a stroke last year. Mincer said Dykstra is still recovering.
He's had some health issues.
Yeah, okay.
We're really trying to get him through. But I can say the last year, almost a year that I've been dealing with him, he has done everything he can to show that he's not a bad guy.
Reporting from Milford in Pike County, I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Ryan.
Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Now it's time for News Voices. This week, we really go behind the scenes of WVIA News with our Director of Digital, Chris Sellers. Here's more. Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. So, everyone at WVIA News is a multimedia journalist. That means we're on the radio, on TV, and on digital platforms. You might be watching this online right now rather than listening to it on the radio, but we can't do anything online without the help of our Director of Digital at WVIA, Chris Sellers. And he's here with me now to talk about some new ways to find WVIA News online. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you so much for being here. This is the first time you've been on News Voices.
Yes, it is. It's crazy to be on this side of the camera.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Very exciting. You're usually very much behind the scenes.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. What do you do behind the scenes to get WVIA News online?
So everything, basically the heart of the digital side of news, all rests in what we call Content Management System, or CMS for short. We use one that's provided by NPR to us called Grove. And it's essentially the entire news team will go in and craft their stories within Grove. They'll attach audio pieces to it, and then they'll schedule them out and publish them. There's a review process. It all goes off, hopefully, without a hitch. Sometimes there are, I get calls to come into the newsroom to help out, but most of the time we've got a nice flow going. But now we're actually diving into, which I'm sure we're going to talk more about, but we're getting more and more into video mm-hmm. in addition to podcasts. So the tools that we're using are starting to expand.
So we did specifically want to talk about YouTube, where some of our viewers might be watching this right now.
I hope they are.
Yes, definitely. So WVIA News now has its own separate YouTube channel. WVIA has had one for quite some time. Can you talk about why we decided to separate those out?
Absolutely. So it's a great problem to have in that we're getting more and more and more and more news content that's coming out now with all the podcasts with News Voices, Sports Voices, Up to Date. There's at least one, if not two, pieces of news content coming out on YouTube every day. And so when that was combined, when we only had one channel, the main flagship WVIA channel, we were starting to develop almost like a conflict of interest when it comes to audiences, because we've noticed trends in that audience were very different from the core educational / documentary programming that we have on WVIA versus the news. Our audiences for the core product, they skewed a little bit older. A lot more male than female, whereas the news was a lot more balanced, and then it was actually skewing a little bit younger in the 35 to 44 demographic. We learned some of this through just measuring our analytics, but we also were fortunate to get a consultation session from PBS Digital Studios, which has 30 million subscribers, so they know a few things about YouTube. And so they basically kind of confirmed our suspicion in that we're essentially confusing the YouTube algorithm by basically throwing out two different products from the mm-hmm. same channel. So it's not really serving it to the right people. So we decided to make the split and focus, create a flagship channel, and then create the WVIA News dedicated channel so that we can kind of really hone in on that audience that are hungry for news and hopefully serve them better and just give them what they're looking for.
All right. We only have a little bit of time left, but is YouTube and video podcasting the future of WVIA News, do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, when we look at the statistics right now on YouTube, video podcasts are the fifth most popular format on the channel. I mean, and this is when you think of YouTube, you think of gaming channels, you think of, you know, Mr. Beast and, you know, how-to channels. But yeah, video podcasts are right up there towards the top. So there's lots of room for growth. And I think that's where we really need to invest more resources and time to get the message out there.
All right. Well, everyone, do Chris a favor and subscribe to the WVIA News.
Please do. Please do. Please do.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
We'll be right back. I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the week. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.